Welcome to your daily devotional, July 28th, Children Walking in Truth, 2 John, verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as we received commandment from the Father. The second epistle of John was a very personal letter, which he wrote to a certain elect lady and her children. The now aged Apostle John had apparently come into contact with some of this church matron's children, who were presumably both her physical and spiritual progeny. John had invested some time, effort, and prayer into this particular family, and he rejoiced greatly to see the fruits of it. It is a great joy for the minister, evangelist, and interested Christian friend to see spiritual growth in others. The joy is multiplied when it is evident that spiritual fruit is abounding in a particular family, and the next generation of the Lord's servants is beginning to step into the leadership roles of the fathers. These children spoken of here are children walking in truth. There is no variance between their Christian profession and their outward conduct. How blessed and how rare it is to see that today. So many children walk according to their own ways or in their own diluted brands of what is called the faith, partaking of what could hardly be called worship and might be better termed as the religious version of the worldly concert hall. When we see what John saw, let us be quick to commend the individuals for purposes of encouragement. Note how John did that by letter, addressing all parties involved. It is very good practice to commend others well in citations such as these, and limit much of our corrections of individuals within the church to face-to-face meetings. Social media platforms are often used for the purpose of disparagement, and as a general rule, it is a good idea for the Christian to avoid their pitfalls, if not to avoid them altogether. As much as John is pleased to write to this eminent Christian family, he says, I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. There is no substitute for face to face communication. Though we, like John, may be limited in how much face to face communication we can do at this present moment, we ought to be making the personal contact as soon as is possible. Just think of how the elect lady and her children must have been looking forward to John's visit. We don't know for sure whether that did or did not happen, but we can be sure that the encouraging words of someone they respected as a mentor and man in the Christian faith were not soon forgotten. Let us go and do likewise and act according to all of these applications from the second epistle of John, as we may have need in our present contacts and situations.